They are preparing for an inauguration in the state of Kentucky. Matt Bevin is being sworn in as the governor of that state. He won election while promising to roll back an expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Ashley Lopez from member station WFPL has been spending time in a county where many people depend on Medicaid.
I'm not done.
Stephanie Wilson is cutting Angel Strong's hair at a salon in McKee, Kentucky.
You want it shorter? I want some poof back there.
McKee is a tiny town nestled in the middle of the Daniel Boone National Forest in eastern Kentucky. The town is in Jackson County, where the population barely breaks 13,000. And half of the people who live here are on Medicaid. Strong, the woman who's getting her hair cut, is one of them.
I had never had Medicaid because I had insurance at my job. I was a nurse, you know, but now I'm out of a job and I'm looking for another job. But in the meantime, I had no income.
Strong got Medicaid recently because the outgoing governor embraced Obamacare. But the incoming governor, Matt Bevin, isn't a fan of expanded Medicaid. Strong says Bevin's position didn't affect her vote. She cares more about stopping gay marriage and abortion.
My religious beliefs outweigh whether or not I have insurance.
I don't think that people was really worried about the health care swing of it because it's not a hot topic here, you know.
That's Shane Gabbard. He's a county administrator and a local pastor. He says people worry about how there's nothing to do here, and there are no jobs.
Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of factories here right now, but we're working on that, trying to get some industry going. And so we have a lot of people have to commute out of the county to work.
While Kentucky's cities and suburbs have recovered from the recession, rural Kentucky is still struggling. 34% of Jackson County's residents live below the poverty line, compared to almost 19% of the population statewide. Doug Justice helps people in Jackson County sign up for health insurance. He says most people here need some kind of financial help to get covered.
I do have some who are subsidized. You know, they get some help there, but a majority of mine's Medicaid. A lot of it is. And it's helped a lot of people.
Even though the future of Medicaid in Kentucky is cloudy, Justice says people don't seem worried about it.
They're not getting into the details of that either, maybe because they don't understand the ramifications of that should it happen, or they just say, well, I'll deal with it when it takes place.
Back at the hair salon in McKee, stylist Stephanie Wilson and her client, Angel Strong, say tough love might be good for some people around here. Both women say they voted for Matt Bevin because they say too many people in Jackson County rely on the government.
They want everything they can get for free.
And they think somebody owes it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because nobody owes you anything. You earn what you get.
Strong says she's optimistic Bevin will boost the economy, which will make it easier for her to find another job soon. Then she'll no longer need Medicaid. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Lopez in McKee, Kentucky.